Vakhechi dismisses raids of offices as a scam by Tsatsis.
Members of President Cyril Ramaphosa's executive have been victims of a scam in which people pretending to be Hawks officers ask for money in exchange for giving them false information about raids on their offices, according to Police Minister Vakhechi. Selle revealed this to journalists while responding to a question following weekend reports that certain senior leaders in the ANC were targeted for raids and investigations, and would be excluded from Ramaphosa's new, trimmed national executive after the elections. Independent newspapers quoted Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Deputy Minister Obed Bapola as saying Hawks generals had tipped him off that his office would be raided this week as part of an unspecified investigation against him. Selle said Bapola wasn't the first minister to complain about this. If I am not mistaken, he is the ninth minister that has received a message of him being investigated by the so-called Hawks, said Selle, adding that the people behind the scam were not members of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, but Tsatsis, whose modus operandi was to call and ask the mark why the ANC was fighting with itself. They would then propose a meeting to share the information, their story being that either you will be arrested or you will be raided. If the person being targeted was in Johannesburg, they would say they were in Durban and vice versa. They would then say that because the trip to the meeting place was unofficial, the victim would have to send money for an air ticket. After I explained to Bapola, it was well understood. It's a scam, it's not any political fight. It's a scam by a group of Tsatsis, Selle said. He added that it was not only politicians who had been targeted, mentioning it had happened to a soccer boss. In that case, the Hawks had entrapped the swindlers and arrested them. They have since been released, having paid a 45,000 rand fine. During the briefing, State Security Minister Deepula Tsatsi Duba revealed that her department has yet to interact with ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule over his claims that his and his deputy's phones were bugged. We are still waiting for him to officially come to us, said Tsatsi Duba, adding that the reports were concerning.